Okay, we have gotten the transcript from the White House of the phone call between the Ukrainian president and the president of the United States, Donald Trump. It does say in there that the president did ask the Ukrainian president if he could look into, quote, Joe Biden and his son in that phone call, something the Democrats have been claiming as they launched this impeachment inquiry. Chad Benson, who you hear evenings from 6 to 9 on KTAR News, is joining us this morning to talk about all this. Do you think this changes anything in the course of the Democrats in their impeachment proceedings?
Yeah, I think there's this. I never bought into the Russia thing, a lot of this other stuff, but there's enough there now. Now, the question is, can you sell it to the American people? Because in the end, that's what matters most.
So wait a second. So you do think they're going to move forward?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. This did not take the wind out of their sails at all.
No, this puts some more wind in their sails. I think they got a nice gust here.
There's two things here that I think are important to remember. The whistleblower said 8 times. And so now you take his credibility out of this. I guess it doesn't matter since the president basically admitted already that he did discuss it with the president of the Ukraine. And also the transcript confirms it. But really the bottom line is whether or not the president used military aid that had been pledged to Ukraine. This is money, by the way, the American taxpayer money.
Yeah. That Congress approved, by the way.
Yeah, for his own political purposes and held that over the head of the Ukrainian president.
I think it was I think you could make a case. You could both ways, obviously. But you're bringing up Biden, your opponent. You're talking about your personal attorney contacting. You're even throwing Bill Barr in there as well. There's some issues there. And that CrowdStrike that's also another situation. We're talking about a cybersecurity company, the DNC. There's a lot of things in there where you could look at it. And if you're an independent person, you could say, there is some there. And why are you talking about Biden with this guy? Do me a favor. My personal attorney is going to call you. You're looking for stuff. And
right.
Did we not learn anything from the last election?
Yeah. And if it's the personal attorney contacting you, that's different than saying, hey, we're launching a national security investigation. Yeah. And it'd be nice to know if the vice president of the United States was up to some antics in Ukraine, or at least his son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, but I think that is still a fallback position. So do you think there is room, though, to knock down the Democrats and what they are claiming, A, and B, do you think this is still going to play politically for them, or could this hurt them politically, the Democrats?
Well, anything could hurt anybody politically at this point in time.
Yeah.
And if you go back to when Clinton was impeached, the reality is that hurt the Republicans. That really did.
Right.
Clinton came out on the other side, smelling like roses, and his popularity went through the roof, and the Republicans got voted out of office, and away they went. It could hurt them. And here's the other thing. We're exhausted. This has been I feel like impeachment began the day after he was sworn in,
and
we're continuing to go down this path, and that maybe they've got something. I will tell everybody, so I continue to tell everybody this. Has nothing to do with them. It has all to do with the American people. You have to sell this to the American people. If the American people believe he should be impeached, you'll start to see Republicans flip. If they don't believe that, they wouldn't have went after Nixon if the American people weren't on their side, and
right.
Then people started jumping ship. That is what it's all about. It's not about them. It's about us. And do we feel that this rises to the level of something? But when your own IG turns this over to the Department of Justice and says, hey, did they break a law here? Because I feel like they maybe broke a law. That and you appointed that person? There could be some there.
Yeah. Of course, it's all about politics at this point, because the president is, he'd be harmed by an investigation like this, especially if there is some there. Chances of the Senate voting to convict him?
Slim to none right now.
Yeah.
Unless the people start to go, you look and you're like, okay, 75% of America wants this guy impeached. They feel he's a bad guy. Those are my voters. I need to say to myself, okay, morally, I've come to enlightenment and it's time for me to jump ship. At this point in time, that won't happen. But at the same time, they're going to investigate a lot of different stuff. And as we all know, just like with somebody like Al Capone, is where you start and where you're in are two different things.
Right. And you mentioned Nixon real quickly. It's interesting that it was a Republican from Arizona, Barry Goldwater, who actually walked to the White House and convinced him to resign.
Yeah. We'll see how the Republicans spin this today. Again, through everybody's lenses, you're going to look at different things. But it's the independents that matter that will sway this thing.